From the campuses of Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Smith College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that last week beat the brilliant Georgetown University team in a tie playoff here in the College Quiz Bowl. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now let's meet the teams. First, we're going way out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, is on hand to serve again as the referee for the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
I sure am, Alan. And also, here are the four bright Minnesota team members who breathed a deep sigh of relief after the results of last week's game. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Shetman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, there you've got the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota. Now let's move up to Northampton, Massachusetts, where Bruce Kern of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to referee the Smith College team. How do the Smith girls look, Bruce?
Beautiful, Alan, and smart, too. They've been flexing their academic muscles and are out to give Minnesota a good game. Here they are to say hello.
Kat Brain, Tompkins Cove, New York.
Nadia Dushkin, Weston, Vermont.
Marsha Weintraub, Bronx, New York.
Mina Ellis, Marblehead, Massachusetts.
All right, now we've met both teams. But before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you, our audience, an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Smith College signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. There's our opening whistle, so let's go. The first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. General McAuliffe said nuts. For 10 points, what did John Paul Jones say? Smith College.
Marshall Weintraub.
Don't give up the ship.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Eleanor Vale.
Don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes.
No, he said, I've just begun to fight. Here comes another toss-up question. The 30-point bonus awaits you. 10 points if you can spell the name of the fictional county made famous in the novels of William Faulkner. Minnesota.
Joe Shetman.
It's Yoknapatawpha. It's,
Spell it.
Y-O-K-N-A.
Can you take it, Smith College?
We'll try it, Alan. Nadja Dushkin.
Y-O-K-N-A-P-A-T-A-W-P-A.
All right, I'll throw it both out. P-H-A. P-H-A, nobody got it. Coming up still is the 30-point bonus. In 1862, a man named Somdek Phra Paramandar Mahamongat offered some proboscidea to the President of the United States. For 10 points, who offered what? Minnesota.
Joe Shechtman.
The King of Siam gave some elephants to the, American government.
All right, I'll accept it for 10 points. Offered some elephants to the elephants. Did you accept it? He did not accept it. All right, but here, Minnesota, is your 30-point bonus that you earned by that. Some witches ride around on broomsticks, but most of them are a lazy lot and spend their time hunched over cauldrons singing songs. You're going to get 10 points each time you can identify the witches who sang or incanted the following words. First, double, double, toil and
witches
trouble.
Witches make mad.
Right. You didn't let me finish. Right. This one, hocus pocus, witch's charm. Move not as far, not as you fear my arm. Back or forward, do not try. Fixed as you are by the evil eye.
Would that be in Faust by any chance?
Is this a conference?
No.
Yes, it's...
I need an answer. No time is called. It's from Hansel and Gretel. Humperdinck's opera, Hansel and Gretel. All right. Who is this? Ah, ow, ow. A cursed beast, a cursed sow. The cauldron dost neglect for shame. A cursed brute to scorch the dame. Who said that? The witch in Goethe's Faust. Okay, here we go.
Oh, dear.
A 40-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, identify the man who may be described as, quote, organ builder, organist, architect, Minnesota.
Albert Schweitzer.
Right, for 10 points. That is the interrupted balance to say, organ builder, organist, architect, philosopher, author, minister, theologian, lumberman, and doctor. Albert Schweitzer is the answer I was seeking, and here is your 40-point bonus, Minnesota. It's a bonus on capital cities of foreign countries. Now, I'm going to name the capitals, and for 10 points apiece, you name the countries. First of all, Beirut.
That would be sure. Lebanon.
Yeah.
Right, for 10 points. Tirana.
Albania.
Right, for 10 points. Caracas.
Venezuela.
Right, for 10 points. Kathmandu.
It's in Asia. It might be, Afghanistan. It might be Pakistan.
No.
Nepal.
That's right, for 10 points, Nepal.
Good.
All right, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Roger.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a campus activity or to a scholarship fund. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 20 minutes to go, the score, Minnesota 70 points, Smith College nothing. How about another toss-up question?
All right, the toss-up question is coming up. The bonus question coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. Solomon Grundy was born on Monday. For 10 points, when did he die? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
He died on Friday.
Can you take it, Smith?
We'll try it. Nadja Dushkin.
Saturday?
Right, for 10 points, Saturday. Solomon Grundy, born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. This is the end of Solomon Grundy, and you got a 30-point bonus, Smith. You know, there will always be popular songs written around a girl's name. Now, we're going to play three such songs, and you're going to earn 10 points every time you identify the girl or the name of the girl in the songs first.
Margie.
Right, for 10 points. All right, who's this girl?
That was Marcia Weintraub.
Okay, who's this one?
Marcia Weintraub.
Marie.
Right, Marcia, that's Marie. Who's this one? This girl. Don't know that girl? She's a little ahead of your time. Mary Lou. What's the score in time, Roger?
Right now, Alan, 18 and a half minutes to go. Minnesota 70, Smith College 30.
All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what do the Amenhoteps and the Hohenstaufens have in common? Smith!
They're both dynasties.
Yes, they are both royal families. They're dynasties. Right, for 10 points, Smith College, here's a 30-point bonus. In literature and legend, there have been quite a few characters who, if they lived today, might well be brought up before the court for juvenile delinquents. Now, I'm going to give you 10 points for each of the following minor delinquents that you can identify. First of all, the conservation authorities might well charge this young lad for unlawfully felling timber, but he'd probably be acquitted as he manfully confessed his guilt.
Mina Ellis.
George Washington.
Right. He dropped out of a cherry tree, okay? For 10 points. The SPCA would prosecute this nursery rhyme character for trying to drown a pussycat.
Mina Ellis.
Little Johnny Green threw the cat in the well, but Little Tommy Stout pulled him out.
Oh, you got the whole thing. That's right for 10 points. Little Johnny Green was the name I was seeking, all right? Out of jealousy and spite, this boy destroyed an invalid's wheelchair by pushing it over the side of a mountain.
Nadja Dushkin.
That's in Heidi, and it's Peter, isn't it?
That's right, Peter, for 10 points. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 17 minutes to go, and we have a tie at the outset. Minnesota 70, Smith 70. Another toss-up question.
Okay, we got a 40-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what century-old non-political argument involving a question of high importance did the Indian government attempt to settle recently? I'll repeat it. What century-old non-political argument involving a question of high importance did the Indian government... Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Well, the Indian government really recently re-evaluated the height of Mount Everest and determined that it was 26 feet higher than it was
that
reported.
That is the answer, Chuck. That's it. The answer I was thinking was the height of Mount Everest, and I had no idea you were going to tell me the difference, but you were, and you got for that now a 40-point bonus, Minnesota. It's a bonus question on famous military sieges and assaults. 10 points for each of the following questions that you can answer correctly. What city fell after a 10-year siege, Minnesota?
Troy,
right, for 10 points. What city was besieged and circled for 6 days and circled and finally taken on the 7th.
In the Bible?
Jericho?
Right.
Yes,
Jericho is right for 10 points, Minnesota. Now, what southern city fell after a 47-day siege, giving the north control of the Mississippi River and cutting the...
Vicksburg.
Right. All right. Cutting the Confederacy in two, I was going to say. Vicksburg is right for 10 points. Now, what city fell in 1759 after the assaulting army surprised the defenders
Quebec.
Of the city by scaling
Quebec,
a steep...
Quebec.
That's right for 10 points. Score in time, Roger.
15 minutes to go, Alan. Minnesota has 120. Smith has 70.
All right, here's a toss-up question, and your bonus question coming up is worth 30 points. Here's a toss-up for 10 points. Tell us, to what sport was Rip Van Winkle a spectator? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail.
Nine pins or bowling.
Right, for 10 points. I was going to say just before he took a nap. And nine pins or bowling is what I was looking for. Here is your bonus question, Minnesota. It's a chance to pick up 30 points by merely knowing the Constitution of the United States. That'll be easy for you. For 10 points, what is the minimum age prescribed for a United States senator?
30 years old.
Right, for 10 points. In connection with what does the Constitution require two witnesses and an open confession?
Naturalization.
No. It's an oath of office.
Time is called conviction for treason. Conviction for treason, Article 3. All right. What is the provision in the 21st Amendment?
That repealed the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, 13 and a half minutes to go. Minnesota has 150, Smith has 70. Alan, back to another toss-up.
All right, 10 points. Coming up is a musical bonus, I'll tell you. 10 points if you can identify the source of the following line. It's quote, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Our national anthem.
The Star-Spangled Banner, right, third verse. Even by Miss Reeder, she got it. All right, Minnesota, you got a musical bonus this time. We're going to play excerpts now from one popular and two classical compositions. For 10 points apiece, you are to name the season mentioned in the title of each piece. First, for 10 points.
The Autumn.
Right, 10 points for Minnesota. Autumn leaves, all right. What is the season mentioned in the title of this one?
Spring, by any chance.
All right, time is called. That's music
a conference.
From... You have a conference? Time is called, I'm sorry. That is Mendelssohn's music from Midsummer's Night's Dream. Midsummer or Midsummer, I would have accepted. All right, what's the season mentioned in this?
That's Rite of Spring, Alan.
That's right. Spring by Stravinsky. Okay.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout as of right now.
Thank you, Roger. We're going to talk to the teams in just a moment, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping magazine runs a page of College Quiz Bowl questions. Now, for a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, see the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstand right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio Quiz Bowl game. Now let's meet our teams tonight. I'd like to talk, first of all, to the members of the challenging team, Smith College. Girls, I want to find out what your plans are. Kent Brain, you're a senior, right?
Yes, that's right.
What are your plans after graduation?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'd like to do graduate school next year, and then after that, perhaps international work of some sort.
Fine. Nadia Dushkin, what are your plans? You're a senior, aren't you?
Yes, also graduate work and eventually teaching.
You're going to be a teacher?
Yes.
Fine, we need good teachers. Marcia Weintraub, you're a senior?
That's right. And I plan to be married next year, Alan.
Oh, you do? Is that the end of your plans?
No, I'll be working in New York, probably.
Oh, I see. You're going to be married next year. Well, fine, Marcia, and the most happiness to you.
Thank
you. Now, Mina Ellis, you're a junior, right?
That's right.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'd like to go to law school and eventually get a place in the Supreme Court if I could.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a nice, lofty ambition, and best of wishes to you. Now let's go out to Minnesota and meet the members again of the Minnesota team, finding out what their plans are. Eleanor Vale, I understand you are a junior at the university, right?
That's right, Alan.
Your plans?
Well, I'm in theater now. I'd like to go into either radio and television or perhaps community theater with a little study and graduate work on the side.
Very fine, very fine. Colleen Helgeson Nelson. Married. It's Mrs. Nelson, isn't it, Colleen?
That's right.
A senior this year. What are your plans next year?
Well, I'm hoping to get a bachelor's degree in zoology, and after that, aside from my marriage, of course, I would like to do some wildlife painting.
All right. That's Chuck Mulkey, you are a senior.
That's right, Alan. My plans are rather indefinite now, but they do include some years of graduate work and perhaps law school after I've completed some of that.
Law school is your...
That's right. I may try and do some foreign service work. I don't know.
Very fine. Good to have you in the foreign service. Joseph Schuckman, you're a senior. What are your plans?
Well, if I keep my grades up and get into graduate school, I'd like to be a sociologist.
Well, at the rate you're going, I think you're going to keep your grades up, don't you? Okay, it looks like our time period is up, so let's get back to the quiz. There's our whistle.
And right now, Alan, with the score, Minnesota 180, Smith College 70 points. How about another toss-up question? 9.5 minutes to go.
The 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. King, it's a relationship question. Listen. King Arthur was to Guinevere as Henry Richard Labouisse is to who? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Eve Curie.
Right. Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Eve Curie is married to Henry Richard Labouisse. And you got the relationship correctly, and you earned 25-point bonus for Minnesota, Colleen. You know, the United States oil crews are currently drilling for oil in Israel's Negev Desert Dead Sea area. 25 points now, Minnesota. Anybody on the team? If you can identify the lady whose boyfriend gave her what was perhaps the first foreign petroleum concession in this area.
Would that have been...
It sounds like Solomon, doesn't it? And the Queen of Sheba.
Is that the answer you're going to give me?
Well,
wait a
minute.
What do you
say,
Jim?
It wasn't Lot's wife, was it? No, I don't
think... It's biblical. Let's try Queen of Sheba.
All right, you try it and you lost it. It's wrong. Cleopatra. Mark Antony gave her the Dead Sea so that she... Cleopatra, Mr. McGregor tells me, so that the Dead Sea, so that she might benefit from the asphalt in it. The Egyptians used asphalt to seal mummy cases into waterproof buildings, it says right here. Okay, time to score, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 8 minutes to go. Minnesota has 190. Smith has 70 points.
Okay, here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us. In what famous orchestral work do we hear the student song, Gaudeamus, Minnesota?
Joe Schenkman.
That's in Brahms' Academic Festival.
That's right. Brahms' Academic Festival over to Gaudeamus Igitur. All right, Joe, you got that, and you got a 25-point bonus. You're going to score high in this bonus question if you're familiar with cliches, platitudes, and nonsensical expressions. For a quick 5 points apiece, 5 points apiece, quote the common expression which seems to deal with the following. First, the odor of a rodent.
I smell a rat.
Right. Well, that's fast. The incisors of a lady chicken.
Scarce as
hen's teeth. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the common expression. Okay. The security and comfort of an insect.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Right. For 5 points. The distance from a grasshopper's foot to its middle leg joint.
Knee-high to a grasshopper.
Right, for 5 points. The sautéing of an ichthyologist subject.
Out of a frying pan into
the fire.
No.
Spider, something to do with
no.
Fish.
Other fish to fry. That's 5 points you missed. All right, score and time, Rog.
Right now, 6.5 minutes, Alan. Minnesota has 220. Smith has 70.
All right, and a 20-point bonus is coming up. Only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world still exists. For 10 points, what is it? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Would that be the pyramids in Egypt?
That is an answer. I will accept it as an answer. That's the right one. The Egyptian pyramids. Right. But it was asked me, not answered to me. All right. Minnesota, you got a 20-point bonus there. Mother Goose must have had the college quiz bowl in mind when she wrote the following mathematical bonus question. Now, listen to the words of the verse carefully, and I'm going to give you 20 points if you can answer the question that will be asked at the end of the quotation. Quote, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Every wife had seven sacks. Every sack had seven cats. Every cat had seven kittens. Kits, cats, sacks, and wives. How many did I meet on my way to St. Ives?
Did you meet...
No. It's 49, 243. Wait a minute. 7 times 243. Quick. 28 and
30. Joe's working on it, Alan.
I think it's 7. No, you add 1 for the man. I think 1,702.
No. Faster rundown, and I can't accept it. One man, 7 wives, 49 sacks, 343 cats, 2,401 kits, a total of 2,801. And we did a little rewriting on that nursery rhyme there. Time and score, Roger.
5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 230. Smith has 70, Alan.
All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. 10 points. If you can quote the first line of the Robert Frost poem, which extols the virtues of a deciduous tree of the genus Betula. Minnesota.
I believe... Eleanor Vale?
Well, it's from the birches.
Can you take it, Smith?
I'm afraid we can't, Alan.
All right. When I see birches, bend to left and right was the answer I was seeking.
Along the line of darker, straighter, darker trees. Yes, now I know what...
Okay, here we go. 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, with what kind of art form do we associate with Mount Rushmore? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Sculptor.
Right, sculpturing. The heads of the presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt, or Mount Rushmore. Here's your 20-point bonus, Minnesota. 20 points if you can tell us which area is larger, the territory of the original 13 states or the territory of Alaska purchased from Russia. Which is larger?
I'd say Alaska.
I would say Alaska, definitely.
Alaska. Is Alaska the definitive answer?
Yes.
That's wrong.
Yes.
The original 13 states. The state's combined area is 888,811 square miles, while the Alaska territory is 586,400 square miles.
Well,
it says right here. Okay, here's the 25-point bonus coming up. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, 3.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 240. Smith has 70, Alan.
All right, for 10 points, tell us. What United States ambassador has been at one time or another a foreign correspondent, a magazine editor, Minnesota?
Eleanor Vale again.
Would that be Claire Booth Luce?
Right, for 10 points, Claire Booth Luce. All right, here's your bonus question, Minnesota. Senator Wallace Bennett of Utah wound up a speech in the McCarthy...
That would be Macbeth.
Now, I think the least you can do is let me ask you. Just for everybody's edification, let me ask the question. Wound up a speech in the McCarthy debate by saying, if it were done when 'tis done, then twere well it were done quickly. For 25 points, what character was the senator quoting it again, Joe?
That was Chuck.
That was Macbeth. Yeah.
That's Macbeth. It's from Act 1, Scene 7.
Scene 7,
isn't it? Yeah.
I would have accepted Macbeth. 25 points. Okay, here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, who was the only American officer ever to hold the commission of General of the Armies? Smith College.
George Washington.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Joe Sheckman.
That would be Pershing.
General Pershing, the only one. Washington did not get it. General Pershing is the answer, Minnesota. Here's your 25-point bonus. According to legend, Leander swam across the Hellespont between Abydos and Sestos to visit his sweetheart, Pyrrho. For 25 points, describe the means that King Xerxes used to cross the Hellespont.
Oh, dear.
You don't have to tell me when. Just tell me how, Minnesota.
That wouldn't be the one who built a bridge out of ships, was it?
Yes, it
yes,
was.
That's right. That's
for
right.
25 points. You were tentative, but he did. He built two ship bridges over which he and his men marched. Okay. Here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, who described Russia as a riddle wrapped in a mystery? Minnesota.
That would be Winston Churchill.
Right.
Joe Sheckman.
I'll finish the question. A riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. Winston Churchill. Okay. Here's your bonus question, Minnesota. 25 points if you can correctly quote the first verse of the William Blake poem, The Tiger.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night.
What immortal hand or eye could frame that fearful symmetry?
Right, to the word. 25 points. A 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. The next Congress will be led by two men from the same state. For 10 points, Minnesota.
Joe Mulkey.
The minority leader in the House of Representatives is Mr. Martin, and the majority leader in the House of Representatives is Mr. McCormick.
Can you take it? I'll repeat it for Minnesota, for Smith, penalizing Minnesota 5 points. The next Congress will be led by two men from the same state for 10 points. Who are they?
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it.
Johnson and Senator Representative Sam Rayburn. Okay.
I'm sorry. The time was up, Alan. That means the game's over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 70 points for Smith College and 340 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Smith College team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, why not read the Quiz Bowl page in the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine? It's on the newsstands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate the University of Minnesota and to the fine young ladies at Smith College, Kent Brain, Nedja Dushkin, Marcia Weintraub, Minna Ellis, and their alternate, Deborah Plazer. I want to say thank you. You did a wonderful job, Smith College. Now, next week, Minnesota meets Georgia. In the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars from Northwestern University, Washington and Lee University, Wesleyan University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So, won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl? This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Smith College, Bruce Kern of Station WTIC in Hartford, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of Station KSTP, Minneapolis-St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.